Where are the girls? Page 99. Many young people feel that equality between the sexes is not a problem in modern society, and girls and boys have exactly the same opportunities to get ahead in life. Anybody begging to differ is probably a feminist. Before we read any further, let's think about what we think feminism stands for. Write down a few words describing your understanding of what it means to be a feminist. Some might say that in theory, gender equality is a fact, but in practice, there are still far more men holding leading positions in society. Legally, women and men have the same rights in most Western countries. So why aren't women and men represented more equally when it comes to higher positions in society? Are girls not aggressive enough to get out there and get what they want? Are boys more capable when it comes to leadership than girls? Are boys and girls raised differently, which might explain this difference? Do girls need role models when it comes to success in the work arena? The more one thinks about this subject, the more questions seem to pop up. Glass ceiling. Some say that even though some girls are aggressive and really try to get ahead, they will still face all kinds of obstacles that boys don't have to deal with when it comes to getting good jobs and climbing the corporate ladder. The term glass ceiling is often used by those who think women have a harder time getting ahead in the workplace. It means that women can only go so far within the company and will hit an invisible glass ceiling when they try to get the top jobs. If this is the case, what could possibly be the reason? Isn't it time to set aside our feelings and assumptions when it comes to gender equality and look at what is actually being investigated? Role models in the media. The Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media has been doing research on gender representation in films, TV, and books for over 20 years. Gina Davis is a famous actress who felt, as many other Hollywood actresses, that roles for women as powerful protagonists in films and TV series were often very difficult to come by. Women were also often written off at a certain age by the Hollywood film industry. She decided to do something about this by investigating what was actually being done in the media. Her goal was to provide the facts, educate the public, and try to engage both authorities and media users. She wanted to change what was going on because, after all, why should girls accept being in second place when it comes to media exposure? The Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media's mission is to dramatically alter how girls and women are reflected in the media. The Institute highlights gender inequalities through research, education, training, strategic guidance, and advocacy programs. It is possible to instill a change. Most people agree that having strong role models in life is of great importance. We learn our values from our parents, our immediate surroundings, and the media. Gina Davis claims that if women are not shown as much in the media as boys, it has an effect on us, the viewers, because then half of humanity is reduced to a secondary role. Furthermore, how people are portrayed in media is just as important. If girls play second fiddle to boys in the mainstream media, children and teenagers are learning those roles. The cycle continues and nothing changes. It may be impossible to control these things completely, but it is possible to instill a change. The audience and the media industry need to be aware of the importance of the role media plays in shaping our views and attitudes towards the sexes. No one can argue that viewing again and again an imbalanced fictional world where females are often underrepresented or unmotivated can be good for young females or young males. Females take up half the space in society, yet, especially in films aimed at children, they appear much less frequently than do males. Stereotypes in media. What if the media always portrays a very similar picture of girls and women? That would be called stereotyping, and it is a well-known practice in the media, not only regarding girls, but also when it comes to different races and nationalities. Before we read any further, can you think of common stereotypes in films and TV when it comes to both sexes, different races, sexuality, and different nationalities? Sometimes we find stereotypes quite funny because they correspond to our preconceived ideas of a group of people. However, the problem with excessive use of stereotypes is that it is an oversimplification at best. By using stereotypes, we dismiss all of the differences that surely exist within each group. It is almost like saying that all girls are the same and all boys are the same. Always pretty. Quite telling results were found in a study on characters in very popular animated Disney movies made for young children. Firstly, the female characters were valued above all else for their physical beauty. Do you think this is a problem? Who decides what is pretty and what is not pretty? What about other characteristics, like having a great personality or being very smart? According to the study, more than half of the female characters had exaggerated physical bodies. They had unnaturally thin waistlines and looked more like Barbies than real people. Furthermore, the female characters often were short-sighted in their goals. Either they were daydreamers, or they were easily distracted from their goals, or they were real daredevils who risked everything to get what they wanted. The same study analysed over 4,000 characters in G-rated family movies and found two common stereotypes for girls, the traditional and the hypersexualized. The traditional female type was seen as either a parent or a caretaker who always put the interests of others above her own. The hypersexualized character is attractive above all else. This can be seen in the sexualized clothing and unrealistic body image. The study found out that females were 5 times more likely than males to be shown wearing little or nothing. A change will benefit all. The studies that have been done on how girls and women are portrayed in the media are very clear. Girls need to get a more rounded and realistic representation and more positive role models that are not just about them being pretty and nice. They need to be seen as strong characters and get as much screen time as the boys. That would not only benefit girls and feminists, but the boys as well. Both sexes have a variety of great qualities that need to be shown on screen equally for all children to prosper and become the best they can be in real life. Language bank. Beg to differ, gender, to represent, climb the corporate ladder, assumptions, protagonists, to play second fiddle, to correspond, preconceived, excessive, short-sighted, distracted, hypersexualized. Reflect and connect. Use some of the assignments on the website below. Collect your own data. Divide the class into groups. Pick 5 to 6 popular movies that are available on DVD and have the group time the on-screen time of girls, women, and boys and men. Notice both screen time and speaking time in minutes and seconds. Using the same movies as above, list the jobs the male and the female characters have.